In the year 2012, there will be a guild.
Amen.
That's not the reading. The reading is from 1 Chronicles 25, 1 to 8, and bear with me. This, I think, really should have been a communal reading. Would have been much better, I'm sure. However, here we go. David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying, accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here is the list of the men who performed this service. From the sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Azareelah. The sons of Asaph were under the supervision of Asaph, who prophesied under the king's supervision. As for Jeduthun, from his sons, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshuiah, Shimei, Ashabiah, Mathathiah, and were six in all, under the supervision of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied, using the harp in thanking and praising the Lord. It gets worse. As for Heman, and from his sons, Bukiah, Mataniah, Uziel, Shubiel, and Jerimoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliathath, Gidalti, and Romantiezer, Joshbekashath, Malathai, Othiah, and Mahozioth. All these were sons of Heman, bless him, and the king's seer. They were given him through the promises of God to exalt him. God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. I hate to think what their names were. All these men were under the supervision of their fathers for the music of the temple of the Lord, with cymbals, lyres, and harps, for the ministry at the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the supervision of the king. Along with their relatives, all of them trained and skilled in music for the Lord, they numbered 288, young and old alike, teacher as well as student, cast lots for their duties. May the Lord bless his word.
Give him a gold medal.
People think I delight in choosing very difficult passages. It's the word of God. It's got to be read. Paul wrote to Timothy and said, attend to the public reading of Scripture. And that's why we ask you to come and read Scripture publicly. It's part of what we're called to do. But anyway, well done, Graham. Thank you. Just be glad you didn't read the whole chapter. And if you read the whole chapter, you'll understand why. The 288, they're all named. Okay, so we're thinking about praise and worship today, this morning's service and this evening. We're looking at what it means for us to be a people who praise and worship our God. And I've asked the band if they will play one more song as part of the message. So they're going to strike up and go for it. Guys, thank you very much.
Let's sing over all the air.
Whoa, that's terrible. You wouldn't believe this. 3 weeks ago, I emailed this man and said, I want you to practice a song ready for the message on Sunday morning. And you forgot, didn't you?
I forgot.
Absolutely forgot. You didn't practice, and that's what it sounds like. Please sit down. I'm not going to make you sing to them. But I do want to ask a question, though, because he's getting forgetful. Dave, how old are you now?
Oh, no, you can't ask me that. 64.
64, right.
Okay, Graham, how old are you?
31. And if you ever play like that again... Practicing praise. This passage that Graham read to us is amazing because in it, you pick up the threads of a theme that runs through King David's life. We often think of King David as being the man of courage, the man of valor. We sometimes think of being the king who failed. But he was a musician. His heart for music was amazing. And as you read this passage of scripture, you find something of his heart coming out. At the very beginning, it says, David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying. How? Accompanied by harps, strings, lyres, and cymbals. And it was amazing because he sorted worship out on a grand, almost regimental scale. Because practicing praise needed people. He ended up with 288 people from three clans. These three clans, Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, went back for generations. You think the Parkinson clan goes back for generations, right? Well, and you think they're all musicians. Well, many of them are, and they're blessed us. They've been playing in our band. I think the youngest Parkinson to play in a worship band at Fullwood would be Philip's youngest son, Philip, who I think was playing drums in our band about the age of 9 or 10. Yeah, 9 or 10, which is amazing, isn't it? Anybody 10 here this morning? Nobody 10? Anybody? Hands up if you're 10. Brilliant. So Philip was your age when he started playing drums in our worship band. Can you imagine that? You can't, can you? But that's what he does. And he's still a great musician today. So start young. And then these three clans went back for hundreds of years. They weren't always musicians. They used to be the shifters. You know what they did? Back in the wilderness, when the people of Israel had been set free from Egypt, God, through Moses, designed and developed like a huge tent. It was a portable temple called a tabernacle. And these three clans, what were they again? Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun. They came from from clans that were bigger than them. So there was the Kohathites, the Merarites, and I've forgotten the name of the other one. Ugh. I always forget that one. Anyway, there's three clans. And some of them, one clan had to pick up the poles and carry all the material that went round the outside of the tent. Another clan had to carry the tent itself. Another clan, they just carried the bits and the bobs. And you can read all about that in Numbers. But that's what they were. They were the shifters. But not just that. What they were shifting was the temple, or the portable temple of God, and it was holy. And in carrying the portable temple, they moved from being shifters to worshippers. So they were carrying these bits of tent around, but they were bits of holy tent. It was where God dwelt when he came down among the people of Israel. And that was their job, to carry the holy tent. So they weren't just shifters. They moved to be worshippers. And I guess at some point, one of them picked up an electric guitar and wrote a song, or a harp, or a lyre, or clashed some cymbals and said, "Hey guys, do you like this one? It's a new one." And they're like, "No, stop it." I went on YouTube to listen to the blowing of the ram's horns, and I thought about playing it for you this morning, but you would have gone for coffee early, all right? It's noisy. You think our worship gets noisy? This was noisy. But they began to be worshippers. By the time they get to David's time, hundreds and hundreds of years later, they're not shifters anymore. Because earlier on in the book of Chronicles, you can find out that David said to them, "Now the tabernacle or the temple is in Jerusalem, you've got no more carrying to do. So guess what? You're going to lead the worship." And here in chapter 25, we've got them leading the worship. So there were three clans. There were 288 people, 24 bands. So how many people per band? Come on. 288 divided by 24 is 12. Somebody said it, yeah. I know, because I did the maths this morning. And I checked it out because you know how bad I am at maths. So right, and not just that. When you read on, you find out that there was young and old, student and teacher alike. So have we got any young people in this morning? I need 4 volunteers. Anybody? 10. Let's go with the 10-year-olds because they were the young ones. Right. John Allen says he's 10. Oh, no, you right. Come on, up to the front. Another 10-year-old. There you are. Come on. That's it, right? Have we got, right, come on, 10-year-old. We've got a braid, but come on, 10-year-old. All girls, right. Right, I need you stood on that step there. Don't get in front of Sandra, though. Okay, stand on that step there, right. Now, we need some 4 old people. Have we got any old people in this morning? Anybody old? I mean, like, you know, if Dave Sewell's 64, let's make that the benchmark. So anybody willing to admit to being older than 64? Come on, Tom. Come on. Well done. I think you should bring Estelle with you. Come on, Estelle. Do you know how old the oldest man in the Olympics was? Do you know how old he was? He was 71. And he was riding a horse. Come along here, Tom. And Estelle, we still need 2 more older people. Come on, anybody over 65? Shame on you, not admitting it. You don't want me to pick you out, because I'll be guessing and I might get that wrong. 2 old... Cynthia, come on, Cynthia. Welcome back from your world travels in Australia. 1 more older person. Thanks, Colin. You're not old, Brenda. Brenda, you're 12. Don't forget it. 12. All right. Come on, Colin. Right. So that's old people. Now we need... So it was 71... And he first went in the Olympics in 1964. And he's 71. He's still riding a horse in the Olympics. Isn't that amazing? And I can still remember the theme tune from the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. Anybody else? I won't sing it to you because it was like the band before. But anyway. Right, so we've got young and old. So now we need 4 students. Any students? Hands up if you're a student. 2. Oh. I think you just volunteered, Peter. And the young lady behind you. Martha, come on. 1 more student. 1 more student. Where have we got? Tim, come on, Tim. Can you make it down the front? And while Tim's coming up, let's have teachers. Have we got 4 teachers? Dave Wiles, he's a teacher. Come on, teacher. Thanks, Tim. Any other teachers willing to admit it? I know you're on holiday. Head teachers, come on, Kath Ward. Kath Ward. Pamela, if you volunteer Sunday, you volunteer. All right, come on. So how many teachers have we got? 1, 2, 3. 1 more teacher. Yes, Leslie, come on, teacher. Right, so that's 4 teachers. Brilliant. Welcome, Leslie. Nice to have you back. Brilliant. So, have we got 12 people up there now? Yeah? So we've got young and old, student and teacher, right? So that's the size of one of the worship bands in Jerusalem. There was 12 of those bands. That made 24. And guess what? They drew lots. So they didn't know they were going to be playing on the Sabbath day. That's the Saturday. They didn't know till they drew lots. And they said, right, it's you lot on Saturday. You're playing. And the children went, or the young said, but we're not ready. And the old said, come on, we'll carry you. That's all right. And the teachers said, they're not ready. And the students said, oh, give them a go. Go on. And the people said, oh, that band, oh dear, why did they have to draw lots this morning? Or they come and they say, oh, they've drawn the lots. That's my favourite band. Can you imagine the reactions? People, oh no, that lot, they always sing new songs. That's all they ever do. They play the new songs. Come on, give me Psalm 150. No, Psalm 150 is far too loud. Can you imagine the kind of reactions you might have got? Because they're the ones you give us. So that's what the band looked like. Well, maybe not quite. Well, thank you very much. That gives us a picture of what a band might look like. Go back to your seats if you can remember where they are. The reason I've done that is just to kind of build a picture of what's going on here in 1 Chronicles 25. And yes, we've had a little bit of fun about it. But can you imagine how serious King David was about worship? 12 bands, 288 people, 3 clans with a hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old heritage of serving and worshipping the Lord, who still had a heart to praise God. I wonder if any of the children can tell me what that next picture is on the screen. Don't shout out, just put your hand up if you think you know. Anybody, any children know? Dad said, don't shout out. Go on, Esther, if you're going to tell us, what is it? Oh, wasn't Esther? All right. Okay, sorry. You can shout it out now. No, oh, sorry. Was it Eleanor? Did you put your hand up? Oh, it was Rebecca. Put your, what was it, Rebecca? Pardon? Still can't hear you. The Olympic torch, that's right. Made up of kind of bowls from every single nation partaking in the Olympics. And that flame is burning because people taking part in the Olympics have this awesome passion. I have never seen so many people crying over winning a gold or a silver or a bronze medal in my life. And that was just me watching telly. Right? And you hear some of the stories of the training and the passion and the commitment to practicing, 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 so that on the day they can do the sport that they've trained for. It's amazing. And David here sets these teams apart, and that he tells them, because he's got this amazing heart for worship, practice for praise. Can we flick over, Graham, to the next screen? David had a passion. His heart burnt for praise. And whatever, no, not that one, please. That's the next bit. Right, his heart burnt for praise. And I'm sure that one of the lessons we learned here is that praise takes practice. You can't have 12 teams of 288 people working together with young and old and students and teacher without them practicing to bring blessing to God's name. And I'm sure that they had it in their hearts for generations. And God wants to put it in our hearts that we worship him because he's worth it. We'll think about that more in a moment or two soon. Thanks. So we've finished with David organizing these amazing teams of worshippers from these clans that have been worshipping for hundreds of years. And I've looked up the third name. It was the Kohathites, the Merarites, and the Gershonites. I always forget the Gershonites. Well, you would, wouldn't you? And they've been going for hundreds of years. David was passionate about praise. He wrote so many of the Psalms from the songbook part of the Bible. There's 150 Psalms there. And time and time and time again, as you read the top line, it says, a Psalm of David. One of these men here, Asaph, you'll sometimes see a Psalm of Asaph. And what David did was he organized this praise because he was passionate about praise. But that wasn't the end of it. David was passionate about praise because he was passionate about God. He knew God in his life. And as Dave Sewell prayed early before, we've got this amazing privilege of being able to worship the God who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Maker, our Creator. We can worship him. We've seen so much worship over this last 2 weeks in the Olympics. some of the noise of the crowd, and every time they interview a British athlete, and they'll say, you know, what was it like to be playing basketball? What was it like to be sailing even? What was it like to be running in this arena with 80,000 people? And they said, it was incredible. We've never been anywhere like this in our lives. It's been so amazing. All that praise and worship, just because somebody can run 100 meters fast. Well, it is pretty good if you have the Bolt, right? But it's been brilliant. But we have this privilege every time we come together, or even when you're at home alone or walking down a country lane, even when you're at work or when you've got an essay to do because you're a student, we have this awesome privilege of being able to stop and worship God, not because we're passionate about praise, because we're passionate about Him. So David takes from these three tribes, three key leaders of music, and he sets them in all this organization to do something incredible. He says to one clan, he says, you are to prophesy worship under the king's instruction, verse 2. To another clan, he says, you are to prophesy with the harp, using to thank and praise the Lord. And then in verse 5, it says to another clan that you are to bless and exalt God. So all that organization, all that practice, all that getting it right, was so in the end, they lifted up the name of the Lord our God. That was the whole point of it. And whatever style of worship we might prefer, whatever songs that might be our favorite or songs that might be our least favorite, whatever the noise levels, whatever the prayers prayed or stumbled over, whatever the music that went wrong, the heart has got to be that somewhere in the middle of the organization, there is an incredible release that the Holy Spirit brings that is praise and worship to God because He's worth it. I want to tell you that we have, I think it's 5 bands. We have a junior kind of teens band. They play on a Sunday morning. We have the Friday night live band who play on a Friday night, that's right, yeah. And then we have 3 bands that play on Sundays, and they don't draw lots, but they do take it in turns. They practice so hard. And they're more conscious than anybody when they get it wrong. But I wonder about us. We might not be able to play instruments. Some of us might be learning. Anybody learning an instrument? Anybody? Any young people? Go on, what are you learning? The piano. Is it going well or? You enjoy it? Keep smiling when you're playing. All right? Whatever you do, enjoy it. Anybody else learning an instrument? Go on, what are you learning? The piano. Is it the same one as him? There's a different one. Do you enjoy it? Have you done any grades yet? No. You're getting there. Do you enjoy it? Does it make you smile? You're not sure. Do it because it makes you smile. Anybody else learning anything? Go on, what are you learning? Go on. Piano. One's learning the piano. What's the lady in front learning? The piano, the violin. Violin, all right, violin. And it just sounds violent, does it? and the rectcorder. The recorder, brilliant. All right, somebody at the back, what are you learning? Guitar and flute. Together or separately? Separately, okay, right. Brilliant. So you're practicing, but what about the rest of us who only come with our voices, but actually we come with our hearts? What do you come with on a Sunday morning? What do you come with on Sunday night? Do you come with a passion to praise because you're passionate about Him? Because I tell you, that takes you beyond whatever song we're singing, beyond whatever hymn we're singing, beyond the music, into a place where somehow together we're one to one with him. Do you get that? So you can practice a lifestyle of worship that becomes a crescendo together that creates this incredible sense of one to one with him on a Sunday morning or a Sunday evening. So we're going to practice that now. We're going to be completely differently. Let's stand. Practice because you're passionate. Practice because God is worth it. Now, here's a song that we learned a little earlier, but we're not going to sing it. We're going to try and say it. And some of you won't know what a rap's like, but if some of you can do it as a rap, then do it as a rap. But this is a song. That bottom line there says, because God is worth it. Now, we have sung and learnt this song. We don't sing it all that often, but it's just full of the names of God. So what we're going to do is say, we need to say it fairly quickly, but as you do it, you are speaking out the names of God. You're speaking about who he is to you, to us. And you might get to one where it says, he's my hammer. And you might think, oh, what's that line there for? God's a hammer. Read Jeremiah 23, all right? The word of the Lord is a hammer that breaks in pieces. So anyway, so let's start with this and see how far we get. Keep the tempo up, all right? So we begin after three. One, two, three. My wonderful counselor, my teacher, reminder, revealer, my healer, my strengthener, repairer, refiner, my Jesus, my savior, my wonderful God. Forerunner and finisher, my conqueror, deliverer, restorer, my hammer, my fire uniter, redeemer, my Jesus, my wonderful God. Creator, defender, my maker, instructor, commander, my warrior, my shelter, my helper, my leader, my Jesus, my savior, my wonderful God. My shepherd, my gatherer, refresher, rewarder, protector, inspirer, provider, my portion, forever, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God. That was okay. You do want to do it again, don't you? Okay? You do want to do it again. And so that was just practice, okay? We've got to practice praise. Now get passionate about Jesus. I don't care whether you stumble over the words, but this is our Jesus. This is who we come to worship. So after three, and just pick the speed up a bit if you can, all right? After three, one, two, three. My wonderful counselor, my teacher, reminder, revealer, my healer, my strengthener, repairer, refiner, my Jesus, my savior, my wonderful God. Forerunner and finisher, my conqueror, deliverer, restorer, my hammer, my fire, uniter, redeemer, my Jesus, my wonderful God. Creator, defender, my maker, instructor, commander, my warrior, my shelter, my helper, my leader, my Jesus, my savior, my wonderful God, my shepherd, my gatherer, refresher, rewarder, protector, inspirer, provider, my portion, forever, my Jesus, my savior, my wonderful God. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Amen. Please sit down. Please sit down. So we come to worship. We make our lives practice. But above all, we praise because God is worth it. Worth-ship. Worship. He is worth it. My Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God. Bless you. Thanks, Sue. Team.